B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Brochas Daf Chof Vov, and we're going to start five lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Rav Achoy Iasik Lei Librei Bei Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Achoy engaged his son to the daughter of Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Ay Lei L'chupa, and they had the chuppah, and he got married. Well, I have a mistaya milsa. It became known to Rav Achoy that his son did not manage to be mekayim mitzvahs oina after the chasna in the way that he was supposed to. Ozal basreili yune, he went to check after his son to see what was going on, if everything was okay. Chaza sefer Torah demancha, he saw that in his room, in the bedroom, there was a sefer Torah lying there. Omar luhu, Rabbi Choy said to his son or to those around him, Iku hashta loy asoi, if now I would not have come, sakantun libri, you would have endangered my son. If he would have been mekayim mitzvas oina with the Sefer Torah in the room, it would have endangered his son. It's a terrible bizoyan to do mitzvas oina in front of a Sefer Torah, and had he done so without realizing, it could be he would have been killed. The Tanya Bayis Shesh by Sefer Torah, a room that has in it a Sefer Torah or Tfilin also Leshamish Bayis Amita, Achi Yitzim. One's not allowed to have marital relationships in a room with a Sefer Torah or Tfilin. Oishi Anichom Kli B'Toich Kli. The only way it is Muta is if you put them into one Kli and into a second Kli. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, Lo Yishanu Elo B'Kli She'enoi Kilyon. You can that those two kalim must not both be designated and specially made for either the tefillin or the Sefer Torah. For example, if you have a tefillin bag, a material tefillin bag, and that's inside another bag, inside the talis bag maybe, but since the tefillin bag and the talis bag are made in order to hold the tefillin, Aval b'klishu kilyon, if they are made in order to hold the tefillin or the Sefer Torah, the me'il, the coat of a Sefer Torah is also called a covering that's made for the Sefer Torah. Afilu asora moni, even if you have 10 kelim, kechad mon domi, it's considered as a single kli, and you have to have at least one more covering with something that's not made specially for the tefillin or the Sefer Torah. Omar Rava. Glima, a cloak, a komatra, that they would drape over the closet that had the sforim in, kekli b'teich kli dami, that is enough to be called a kli b'teich kli, because the closet itself is kilyon, it's made for the sforim, and putting on top of it a cloak, which is clearly not made for the sforim, it's then called kli b'teich kli, and one is allowed to be meshamish in a room like that. Continues the Gemara, Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech lasis lemechitza asara. In order to be meshamish in front of a Sefer Torah, one has to put up a partition of 10 tfochim. Marzutra ikla lebei Rav Ashi. When Marzutra was visiting Rav Ashi, chazya leduchtei demar bar Rav Ashi, he saw that in the room of Mar, the son of Rav Ashi, the monach bei Sefer Torah, there was a Sefer Torah placed there. Va'ovid le'mechitza asara, and indeed there was a partition of 10 tfachim between the Sefer Torah and the beds. Omar le'i kaman. So he said to him, according to which opinion is this? Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He's like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that 10 tfachim is enough. Aimer to Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, de lesle beis achrina. He asked him, Rabbi Shua ben Levi only allowed relying on a partition if there's no other room available. Mar ho isle beis achrina. But your son, he has other rooms where to put the Sefer Torah. Why are you relying on the mechitza? Omar le lava datoi, you're right, I didn't pay attention, it was a mistake, and we have to correct the situation. Continues the Gemara. Kamo yarchik mehen uminatoyo arba amis. The Mishnah said that in order to read the Shema, when you've got either tzoyo, excrement, or meraglaim, urine in front of him, he has to move away at least 4 amis. Omar Rova, Omar of Schoira, Omar of Huna. Loishonu elula achirov. When is 4 amis enough? That's if the tzoyah is left behind him. Avalafonov, if you can still see the tzoyah in front of him, the fact that he stepped back 4 amos is not enough. Marchik Meloy Einov, the Tzoya has to be out of sight altogether. V'chein Netfilah, and this is not only for Kriyas Shema, but also for davening. If you want to daven, you have to make sure that behind you or around you there's at least 4 amos, and in front of you the Tzoya is out of sight. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that so? V'omar Afram Bar Popa, Omar of Chizda, Oymed Odom Keneged Beis Akisei Umispalil. Rav Chizda said explicitly, a person is allowed to stand opposite a Beis HaKisei and daven there. Hocha b'may oskinon, says the Gemara, b'Beis HaKisei she'ein boi tzoya. It's talking about a Beis HaKisei where there's no tzoya in the Beis HaKisei. And therefore, there shouldn't be a problem to daven opposite. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? V'ha'omer of Yosef bar Chanino, Beis HaKisei she'omru afal pi she'ein boi tzoya. U'Beis HaMerchatz she'omru afal pi she'ein boi odom. The halacha that says that you're not allowed to say the Shema or Daven opposite a Beis HaKisei or a Beis HaMerchatz is even if there's no tzoya in the Beis HaKisei and even if there's no people who are undressed in the Beis HaMerchatz, in the bathhouse. So how can you say that when Rav Chizda said that you're allowed to daven opposite the Beis HaKisei, it's talking about when there's no tzoya? That doesn't help. Ela hocha b'mayaskinon, Rav Chizda was talking about a case, b'chadati, that it was a room that was designated to become a Beis HaKisei, but has not actually yet been used as a Beis HaKisei, so there was never any tzoya there, and therefore it's mutter to daven opposite the Beis HaKisei. Ask the Gemara of a homi boy leila Ravina, his minu lebeis hakisei mahu. Ravina asked, when one designated a room for a beis hakisei, but it has not yet been used as a beis hakisei, yesh zimun oy ein zimun, does the fact that it's designated for a beis hakisei already give it the halachas of a beis hakisei and its osa to say the Shema in front of it or not? He asked as a question. So why is it so clear to you that designating the Beis HaKisei is when Rav Chizda said that you're allowed to daven in front of it? Says the Gemara, Ki komi boile l'Ravina, when did Ravina have his question, in what scenario? L'meikam alei, to stand in it, v'litzluya begavei, in order to daven inside a room that was designated for a Beis HaKisei, Ravina was not sure if that was allowed. Avul kenegdei, but opposite such a room, outside it, loi, he had no doubt whatsoever, and one is allowed to daven and say the Shema opposite such a room that has not yet been used for tzoya. And that's when Rav Chizda said, Oymed odom keneged beis hakisei umispalil. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rova, Hane boti kisoi de parasoi, the beis hakisei in Persia, and they used to have a tunnel that used to be burrowed out, a deep burrow, that the entrance where the tzoya would go into was 4 amos away from a ditch, and the tzoya would roll down to the pit at the end of this ditch and would rest there. So there was always 4 amos away from the entrance of the hole to where the tzoya was. So is one allowed to say Shema opposite such a Beis HaKisei? So Rava said, Afal gav de'is bei tzoya, even if there is tzoya in the ditch, down in the hole, 4 amos away, kastumin domi, it's as if it's been covered, and therefore it's not called a Beis HaKisei, where you're not allowed to say the Shema in front of it. And the Chaznish discusses whether the typical bathrooms that we have, where also the tzoya does not stay there, it gets pushed away with the water, does that mean that our Beis HaKisei also does not have the halachas of Beis HaKisei discussed in this pirik? And it's a discussion in the Chaznish. He does not come out with a clear ruling. Says the Mishnah, Zov Shero Okeri, somebody who was already about a Zov. That means that he was Tomei and he has to wait 7 days before he can become Toher after going to Mikvah. Shero Okeri, and whilst he was a Zov, he became a Baal Keri. Venida, or a case of a Nida, a woman who's Tomei and cannot go to the mikveh for at least 7 days, Shepolto Shechva Zera, and she also became the same halachas as a Balkeri, or Vahashmeshameshes, if a couple had relationships together, and that has the halacha of a Balkeri for the woman as well, Sheras or Nida, and after that she became a Nida. In all these cases, Trichin Tvila, the Tanakama hold that even though going to mikveh now will not make them tohir from their nidois or zivois, but at least for Tvilas Ezra, for being a Balkeri, it will help in order to be able to say Kriyas Shema, learn Torah and Daven. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, Rabbi Yehuda says that in these cases one is potter from Tvilas Ezra. Let's see the Gemara. Iboyeluhu. They had a question. Bal Keri Shera Oziva. Somebody, a man who was a Bal Keri, and after that he became a Zov. Rabbi Yehuda Mahu, this is the one case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, it would be Poshet Lachaira that he would be. That they need tevila, because the Tanakhama hold, irrespective of any other tumah that's around, a bal keri has to tevil for his keri. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that patters in the cases in the Mishnah. What would Rabbi Yehuda say in the case of a bal keri shera or ziva? Ki potar Rabbi Yehuda hosam bezov shera or keri demiikora lav bar tevilahu. It could be that when does Rabbi Yehuda say he's potter in a case where first this person was a zov, and he was severely Tomei, and Tvila wouldn't help, and being a Zov does not usher a person from Kriyas Shema, that was only by Tvilas Ezra, and since he's already a Zov, which is a Tumah Chamura, a very stringent type of Tumah, and he's allowed to say the Shema, adding on a more lighter Tumah of Tvilas Ezra, of Balkeri, would not prohibit him from saying the Shema. Aval Balkeri Shera Oziva, but in the case of Balkeri, who only afterwards became a Zov, where when he became a Keri, he was not yet a Zov, and it was already incumbent on him to go to the mikveh in order to say the Shema. So maybe, in that case, the Mi'ikara Bar Tvila Hava, when he became a Balkeri, he was, yes, somebody who could become Toyer by going to the Tvila Mechayev, and therefore, even though he became a Zov before he went to Mikveh, he's still Chayev to go to the Mikveh. Oy Dilma Loishna, or no, Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't matter, as long as there's a Tumo Chamura, a Ziva, on him, there's no point in going to the Mikveh for Tvilas Ezra. That was the question of the Gemara. Toshema, the Gemara is going to bring proof from the Mishnah itself. Hamashameshes v'ro'as onido tzricho tvila. The Tanakhama say that a Meshameshes, which has the same halacha as a Balkeri, and only afterwards she became a Tumas Nida, the Chachomim say, Tzricha Tvila, she has to Tevil. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, and Rabbi Yehuda says in that case too, she does not have to go to the mikveh. V'ho Meshameshes v'ra'as on Nida, ke Balkeri shera'o ziva damya. The two cases are exactly the same, that first she was Osa, or he was Osa, only with Keri, and one would only need Tvilas Ezra, and only afterwards they became a Tumah Chamura. V'kapota Rabbi Yehuda, nonetheless Rabbi Yehuda said that he's Potter. Shema Mino, so we have proof that even in a case of Balkeri Shera Aziva is also Potter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Toni Rabchia Behedya Rabchia explicitly had a text that Balkeri Shera Aziva Tzorich Tvila, that the Chachomim say Balkeri Shera Aziva needs to Tevil. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, and Rabbi Yehuda says that in this case also is Potter from Tvila. Hadron Aloch Mishameisoi, Be'ezes Hashem will do Chazara on Perek Mishameisoi. We're going to start now Perek Dalet, says the Mishnah. Tfilas Hashachar Ad Chatzois. We're now going to start learning the halachas of Tfila, and the Zman, the time, the latest time when one is allowed to daven shachris is chatzois hayom, the middle of the day. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad dalet shoyis, until the end of 4 hours in the day. And before we continue, we have to make something very clear. The hours we're going to mention in the coming sugyas are called shoyis zmanios, not shoyis shavois. We're accustomed to having a clock with 12 hours in the day. Every single hour is the same length, it's 60 minutes, and each minute has 60 seconds, and that's what we know as the time. That's called shois shavois. However, in biblical and even rabbinical terms, that's not the case. We split the day into 12 hours, and we split the night into 12 hours. Exactly when the day starts, if we start counting from alois or netz, is a discussion. Whether the end of the day is shkia or tseisa kechovim is a discussion. But either way, we take the day, and from when the day starts till when the day finishes is many, many, many minutes. We split those amounts of minutes into 12, and those are the 12 hours of the day. And the same with the night. So if you take a typical midsummer's day, The days are very long, so each hour in the day will be longer than 60 minutes, and each hour in the night will be shorter than 60 minutes. And in the winter, it will be the other way around. You have long nights, so every hour of the night is going to be longer than 60 minutes, and an hour in the day is going to be shorter than 60 minutes. So when it says here, Ad Dalet Shois, it means 4 hours of the 12 hours of the day, a third of the day. And that is called the Dalet Shois of Shois Zmanios. Tfilas HaMincha, continues the Mishnah, that regarding the Zman of Mincha, the later Zman, Ad Ho'erev, the Tanakama say, till night you can daven Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plag HaMincha. You can only daven Mincha half the time of Mincha. That's what the literal translation, Plag HaMincha, from the time where Mincha time starts until the end of the time, but you can only daven Mincha half of that time, and the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Tfilas Ho'erev, what we know as Ma'ariv, Ein Lo Keva. It doesn't have a kvius, it doesn't have a fixed time, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether this means that you can say it all night, or whether it means that Bechlal Ma'ariv is Roshus and is not something that is a choiv. Veshel Musafin, the time of davening Musaf, Kol Hayom, is the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Zayin Shois, that you can daven Musaf until the end of the seventh hour of the day. Again, this is Shois Zman Yois. And just before we continue, Chatzois Hayoim and Chatzois Halaylo is always the middle of the day and the middle of the night. 6 hours of the Shois Zman Yois from the beginning of the night is Chatzois Halaylo, and 6 hours of the Zman Yois from the beginning of the day is Chatzois Hayoim. Says the Gemara, Uruminu, we can ask Astira, Mitzvoso im anetzachama. We saw previously in a brisa that the time to say the Shemoneh Esrei, the time to daven Tfilas Shacharis, is exactly a Netzach Hamo, not any later. How can you say in our Mishnah that according to the Tanakhama it's till Chatzos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it's till the end of 4 hours, when we saw in a brisa that the time of Shacharis is exactly a Chatzos? Says the Gemara, Ki Tanya Hahi Levasikin. The truth is that the Ikar Azman is either till Chatzos or till the end of 4 hours. The Braisa that says that the Zman of Shacharis is net is Vasikin, the very devoted one makbid to daven Shemoneh Esrei at the very first opportunity, and on Daftes we saw more about this as to what the sources for this are, that the most opportune time to daven, the most ideal time to daven is net. But that does not mean that the Seiv Zman Tfilah is shortly after Netz. Domer Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin Hoyu Goimrin Oiso Imanetzachamo, the devoted, they would say Kriyas Shema and end Kriyas Shema exactly with Netz in order to be able to be Seimach Ula Litfila and Davon Shemoneh Esrei immediately at Netz. Vekule Alma Ad Chatzos Vasuloi, is it true? Can it be that nobody allows us to Davon Shacharis even after Chatzos? V'ha'omar Rav Meri Bereder Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Omar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said the following halacha: Ta'a v'lo yispalil arvis mispalil shachris shtayim. If somebody, by oinus, he wasn't amazed, he didn't manage to daven Ma'ariv, he can daven shachris twice. Shachris, if he didn't manage to daven shachris, mispalil mincha shtayim. And the pashtus here is, that means that the time for shachris starts in the morning, whenever it starts. It happens to be that the Mishnah does not tell us exactly what time is the earliest time to daven Shacharis. This is discussed elsewhere. But from whenever it starts, you can daven Shacharis more and more and more till a point where you missed it. Now you can daven Shacharis as a second Mincha. So it seems from the Lashon that there's no time that it's too late for Shacharis and too early for Mincha. Now, when is the earliest time that you can daven Mincha? At 12:30, half an hour after Chatzos, I mean 6.5 hours after the beginning of the day, Shois, Zman Yois, that's the earliest time to daven Mincha. We'll discuss later why. But Mincha cannot be davened before 6.5 hours into the day. If you say that Chatzos is the very last time to daven Shacharis, then it's incorrect to say you miss Shacharis, which means it's now 6 hours and 5 minutes into the day, you can daven mincha twice. You cannot daven mincha twice because you can't even daven mincha once till 6.5 hours into the day. That is the question of the Gemara according to how the Marashal and the Bach explains it, and it's almost the only way to understand this Gemara without getting involved in some very big questions. Says the Gemara, Kule yoima matzli v'ozil. The truth is, you can continue davening even after the time of chatzos hayoim, even after 6 hours in the day, and you can actually carry on till 6.5 hours into the day, until the time of mincha. At chatzos, if you daven till chatzos, yohav elei schar tefillah bizmano, you'll get the schar of having davened on time. Mikan ve'elech, if you daven between 6 hours, between chatzos hayoim, and half an hour later, schar tefillah yohav elei, he will get schar for davening, schar tefillah bizmano, lo yohav elei, he will not get the schar for having davened on time. From 6.5 hours into the day, there's no more shachris, that's when he davens mincha, and if he didn't daven shachris as an oinus, then he can daven mincha twice. Continues the Gemara. Iboy Elohu. To'o v'lo yispalil mincha, ma'u sheyispalil arvis shtayim. If somebody did not daven mincha, and he had a good reason for not davening mincha, can he daven ma'ariv twice? And we know the day starts with ma'ariv. The day always starts in the night. So I didn't say today's tefillas, mincha, can I be mashlim them, can I make up for them with tomorrow's tefillas, with davening ma'ariv twice? Im timtzo leima to'o v'lo yispalil arvis mispalil shachris shnayim. The fact that if I missed ma'ariv, I can daven shachris twice, I can understand that. Mishum dechad yoimahu. It's the same day. So the first tefillah of the day being ma'ariv, I missed, I'll be mashlim the second tefillah of the day. The day starts with the erev and continues into the yom, into the day. Aval hocha, in the case where he missed mincha, and we want to know, can he daven ma'ariv twice? Tfilah b'mokim korboni. There's a lot of associations between the tfilois and the korbonis. We're going to see on Omud Beis. V'kiven d'ovar yoimoi, bottle korboni. We know in Hilchos korbonis there's a halacha that there's some korbonis that are to do with the day. You missed the day, you missed the korbon. So I should have davened today 3 tefillahs. I missed the last one being mincha. That's it. You've lost it. You can't be mashlim the next day by davening ma'ariv twice. Oy dilma, or maybe no. Kiven detzloise rechamehi, since the main purpose of tefillah is to beg Hashem for mercy, kol emes deboye matzli ve'ozil. Any time that you can catch up and ask for mercy, you can do so even if it's the next day. That was the question of the Gemara. Toshima, we're going to try and answer it. The Omer of Huna bar Yehuda, Omer of Yitzchok, Omer of Yechanon. The halacha that Rabbi Yechanon said explicitly, To v'loi hispalil mincha mispalil arvis shtayim. He said explicitly, if you did not daven mincha, you can daven ma'ariv twice. V'ein b'ze mishum do'ovar yoimoi botel korbonoi. We do not apply the rule of korbonos here, that since the day is past, you cannot catch up anymore, you've lost the tefillah. No, you can still daven ma'ariv twice. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. There's a pasuk that says, Mu'uvas lo yochil liskoin. Something that's twisted cannot be put straight. V'chisorin, and something that's missing, lo yuchal himonis, cannot be counted. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Mu'uvas lo yochil liskoin. What's an example, a case where something was twisted and cannot be ripped, straightened out? Zeh shebitel kriyas shema shel arvis. Somebody who didn't say kriyas shema shel arvis or kriyas shema shel shacharis, or didn't say kriyas shema in the morning, or itfilah shel arvis, or he didn't daven ma'ariv, or itfilah shel shacharis, or he didn't daven shacharis. V'chisoron lo yuchal leimonis. What's a case of something that's missing that cannot be numbered? Zeh shenimnu chaverov ledvar mitzvah v'lo nimna imoem. If his friends called him together as a group and said, come, let's do a mitzvah together. You had an opportunity and you missed the opportunity, you declined without a good reason. That's something that you missed and will never be able to be counted again. That opportunity has been lost. Omer b'yitzchok, omer b'yechanon. So the question of the Gemara was that you see here that it's called Mu'uvas Layoche Litzkoin. How can you say it's muvus le'ochel litzkoy? Rabbi Yochanan said that you can catch up a second tefillah. So even if I didn't daven shachris or if I didn't daven ma'ariv, it's not altogether a lost case. You can be mashlim. Answers the Gemara, Omer Bitzhok Omer Bechanon, Hocha b'mayaskinon, Shabitil b'mezid. When is missing a tefillah called mu'uvus lo yochel liskoin? That is only if he missed a tefillah b'mezid, carelessly. But if he was an oinus, if it was something that was out of his hands, then he can be mashlim. Omer v'ashi daikanami diktoni, botil v'loiktoni to. In that brisa we saw mu'uvus layochi liskoin zeshe bitel kriya shema. Bitel means that he intentionally was mevatel it. He couldn't care about it. That's when he cannot repair it. But if ba'oinus or b'shoigeg he couldn't daven, he can be mashlim the tefillah. Continues the Gemara. Tonu rabbonon tov v'loy hispalil mincha ba'erev Shabbos. What happens if he didn't daven mincha on Friday afternoon? Mispalil b'leil Shabbos shtayim. He davens twice the Shemoneh Esra of Leil Shabbos. Tov v'lo yispalil mincha b'Shabbos. If you missed Shabbos mincha, mispalil b'moitza Shabbos shtayim shel choil. He davens two weekday Shemoneh Esras for Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos. And where does he say atochein antonu, called Havdolah? Mavdil Barishaino, always the aloha is that the first of the two tefillahs, when you're being mashlim, the first one is the tefillah you're supposed to be saying now. The second one is what makes up for a previous tefillah. So if somebody is davening Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos twice, once for Ma'ariv and once to be mashlim, the mincha of Shabbos that he missed, the first one is the Ma'ariv one, he should say Atochin Antonu, he should say Avdolah there. Mavdil Borishoino v'einu mavdil b'shnia. He does not say Atochin Antonu in the second Shemoneh Esra. You only have to say Atochin Antonu once. V'im hivdil b'shnia. What happens if he did say Atochin Antonu in the second one? V'loi hivdil Borishoino, and he did not say Atochin Antonu in the first one. Shnia also loi. The second Shemoneh Esra becomes his Ma'ariv. Rishoino loi also loi. And the first one is disregarded altogether. And he has to daven another Shemoneh Esra to make up for the Shabbos Mincha that he missed. So you see from there that you have to say Atochin Antonu. Without Atochin Antonu, the Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos is not called Ma'ariv. Asks the Gemara, Lememra de kiven de le avdil bekamaisa kamandele tzoli domi? Are you telling me that just because I didn't say Atochin Antonu in the first Shemoneh Esra, it's not considered Ma'ariv? Hadrinon le, and he has to daven that filler again? Or a minu, that seems to contradict the brisa. Tov v'lo yizkir gvuras geshomim b'tchias ha-meisim. If somebody didn't say mashiv haruach in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esra, v'shailo, and he didn't say v'sein talum motor b'birchas ha-shonim in the bracha of Boreich Oleinu, machzir noisoy, he has to daven Shemoneh Esra again. Havdola, if he didn't say Atochin Antonu b'chinin ha-doas in the bracha of Atochinin, ein machzir noisa, he does not have to go back. The Shemoneh Esra is still valid. Mipnei she'yochel o'imr al ha-kois. Because he can say it, he can make Havdola on a kois. Like many of us do after Ma'ariv, we make Havdola with a cup of wine. So therefore, saying Atochin Antonu is not ma'akiv. So why then, if the first Shemoneh Esra he didn't say Atochin Antonu, and he said Atochin Antonu in the second Shemoneh Esra, why do we disregard the first one altogether? And the second one where he said Atochin Antonu is considered Ma'ariv, and he now has to daven a third one to make up for his Shabbos Mincha. Why can't we just say the first one without Atochin Antonu is for the Ma'ariv? And like we saw just now, not saying Atochin Antonu does not render the tefillah as invalid. And the second one, which he happened to have said Atochin Antonu, will be instead of the Shabbos Mincha. Kasha. It's Taka Kasha. And the Gemara doesn't say the Teretz. The Rosh brings from Rav Hai Goen that the reason it says Kasha and doesn't say Tiufta. Tiufta is a much stronger term of, yeah, this is, we don't know how to get out of this. Kasha just means it's a question, but there is an answer. What's the answer? The answer is that if he would have said Atochin Antonu in both, or he would have not said Atochin Antonu in both, then we say the first one is Ma'ariv, the second one is Tashlumim. But here where he said Atochin Antonu in the second one and not the first one, it's almost as if he's explicitly saying I want the first one to be Bimkoim instead of the Shabbos Mincha, and the second one to be Ma'ariv. Proof to that being that I'm saying Atochoin Antonu in the second one, and that can't be. You cannot do the Tashlumin before the Ma'ariv, since you only said Atochoin Antonu in the second one and not the first one. We assume that you intended only the second one to be the Ma'ariv, and then you need to say another one to be Mashlim. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, we learnt as follows. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina Omar Tfilois Ovois Tiknum. The three tfilos we say every day, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, were instituted by the three Ovois. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar Tfilois Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. The Chachomim u'Masakan, the three tfilos to correspond with the Korbonis, the Korban Tomid that was brought every day in the morning and in the afternoon, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar and the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. But Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we found a braisa that backs up each of these two opinions. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. The braisa that's backing up Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, who says Tfilois Ovois Tiknum, is as follows. It says in the braisa, Avraham Tikein Tfilas Shachris. Avraham was the one that instituted Shachris. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Vayashkim Avraham Baboike, Avraham woke up in the morning, El Hamokoim Asher Omad Shom, and he went to the place where he had stood previously. Ve'ein Amido Elo Tfilo. The term Amido, standing, is a reference to Tfilo, as we see in another Pasuk, Shenemar Vayamuid Pinchos Vayefalil. Pinchos stood and davened. So if Avraham Avinu was Vayashkim Baboike, he got up in the morning and he stood, we assume that he was davening in the morning, and that corresponds to our Tfilas Shacharis. Yitzchok Tikein Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchok was the first one who instituted Mincha. Shenemar, as it says, Vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basode lifnois erev. Towards evening, Yitzchok Avinu went out and was soch. He spoke in the field. The term sicho, ve'ein sicho elo tfilo, refers to davening. Shenemar, as it says in another pasuk in Tehillim, tfilo lo'oni ki ya'atoif, v'lifnei Hashem yishpoich sichoi. The tfilo of a poor person is one that is that he pours out his sicho, his speech, in front of Hashem. So you see that tfilo is called siach. So if Yitzchok went lifnois erev, towards evening time, and he went to the field to be sichoi lo suach basode, it means that he davened, and this is corresponding to our tfilas mincha. Yaakov tikein tfilas arvis. Yaakov instituted ma'ariv. Shenemar, as it says, vayivka b'mokei. Yaakov Avinu encountered the place, vayolen shom, and he rested there. V'ein pegia, the word vayivka, when he encountered, the word pegia means elo tfilo. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, where Hashem said to Yirmiyah, tell Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, and if not, I'm going to bring the Churban. And when I bring the Churban, you, Yirmiyah, ve'ata, al tispalil ba'ad ha'om hazeh. Don't daven for me afterwards, to me, to help Klal Yisrael. Ve'al tiso ba'adom rino utfilo, and don't offer up tfilois in their sake. Ve'al tivga bi, ki ineni shemea oisach. That's what it says in the Pasuk. So you see that in the context of Rino and Tfilo, it says, Ve'al Tivgabi. So you see that Pegia, an encounter, is referring to Tfilo. So Yaakov Avinu, when it says, Vayivga Bamokim, it means that he davened, and there, Vayolen Shom, he rested there. It was nighttime, and that corresponds to our Ma'ariv. And this Braisa, even though it's proof to Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina that Tfilo is always Tiknum, it's not really a contradiction to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi can also learn this Braisa, and he'll say that the Ovis davened, but that did not become the source and the basis for the Tfilos that all their descendants davened till today. That's how the Tzlach explains. V'tanya kavaseid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we're now going to bring a Braisa that backs up Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that the Tfilos are corresponding to the Korbonis brought every day in the Beis HaMikdosh. Mipnei ma omru tfilas ha-shachar ad chatzois. According to the Chachomim, one can daven shachris till chatzois. Why did they say till chatzois? Shehari tomit shel shachar korei v'hoylich ad chatzois, because it was custom to offer up the tomit shel shachar till chatzois. So shachris that corresponds to the korban tomit shel shachar can also be davened until chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, Ad Arba Shois. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shachris can only be davened till the end of the fourth hour, Shahari Tomit Shel Shachar, Korev Hoylich, Ad Arba Shois, because the Korban Tomit Shel Shachar was used to be brought only for the first 4 hours in the day. Continues that Bryce. So Mipneima Omru Tfilas HaMincho Ado Erev, the Chachomim will say that Mincha can be davened till the end of the day. Why? Shahari Tomit Shel Bein Arbaim, Korev Hoylich, Ado Erev, because the second Korban Tomit, the one brought in the afternoon, one was allowed to offer it up until the end of the day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag ha-mincha. Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only daven mincha until plag ha-mincha, which we have not yet discussed what that means. Shahari tomit shel beinu arbayim kora v'hoylich ad plag ha-mincha, because they only used to offer up the korban tomit shel beinu arbayim, the afternoon korban tomit, until mincha, plag ha-mincha. Why do we say that Ma'ariv Ein Lo Keva does not have a fixed time? Shahari, we know that Ma'ariv corresponds to the Hakrovas Ivorim Upadorim, those limbs and fats that they did not have time to offer onto the Mizbeach during the day, one was allowed to offer them up all night. Shahari Ivorim Upadorim Shaloinis Aklu, those limbs and fats that were not yet consumed, Miba Erev, before the evening time, Kravim Hoilchin Kol Alaylo, one was allowed to put them onto the fire the whole night. And therefore Ma'ariv, that corresponds to the Ivorim Upadorim, one can daven the whole night. Umipnima Omru Shal Musofin Kol Hayoim. Why do the Chachomim say one can daven Musaf the whole day? Shahari Korban Shal Musaf in Korav Kol Hayoim, one was allowed to bring the Korban Musaf all day, as long as it's after the Korban Tomid Shal Shachar, and before the Korban Tomid Shal Ben Arbaim, one could offer them up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shois. Rabbi Yehuda says that Korban Musaf, the Tfilas Musaf, can only be said till the end of the seventh hour. Shari Korban Musaf Korev Hoylich Ad Sheva Shois, because they would be makpid that the Korban Musaf was offered before the end of the seventh hour of the day. Ve'ezuhi Mincha Gedoila. What is the Mincha Gedoila, the big time, the long time of Mincha? When does that start? Mishay Shois Umechtzo, from half an hour after Chatzos, 6.5 hours into the day. That is the earliest time to daven Mincha. It's called Mincha Gedoila. Mishay Shois Umechtzo Ulamayla, from 6.5 hours and on. Ve'ezwi Mincha Ktano. There's another time called Mincha Ktano. We'll soon see what the relevance of this is. But there's a shorter Mincha time. When does that start? Miteisha Shois Umechtzo, which was the typical time where the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim regularly used to be put onto the Mizbeach. And that's 9.5 hours into the day, Ulamayla, until the end of the day, which is 2.5 hours later, which is the end of the 12 hours of the day. And the next words in the Gemara some take out, because we're in the middle of a brisa and the words Iboyeluhu don't really fit in, but we'll read them anyway. Iboyeluhu, Rabbi Yehuda, plag amincha, kamo ko'omari plag amincha achroina ko'omar. We know that Rabbi Yehuda says that you can only daven mincha until plag hamincha, which is half the time of mincha. What does that mean? Does that mean half of Mincha Gedoila, which is half of the time between 6.5 hours into the day and the end of the day? Or does he mean Plaga Mincha Achroina, which is half the time between Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day, until the end of the day? Tor Shema, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, until here is what some take out, and the Braisa continues that when it says the Ezui Mincha Ketana Miteisha Shois Umechtza Ulamayla, Plag a Mincha Achreina Omru, that Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mincha can be davened until Plag a Mincha, it's talking about the second Plag a Mincha, where the Zman of Mincha Ketana starts 9.5 hours into the day. That leaves 2.5 hours till the end of the day. Half of that is 1.25 hours. Add 1.25 hours onto 9.5, you have 10.25. Vehi Yud, that's 10.75. 9.5 plus 1.25 is 10.75. Vehi Yud Alef Shois Chosar Revia, that's 10.75 hours. That is the Zman of Plag HaMincha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, till here is the Braisa. The Braisa that supports Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that says that the Tfilois are connected the Tmidim. Asks the Gemara, name a teva tuvta de Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, even though we explained before in the name of the Tzlach, that the brisa that backs up the Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina is not refuting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because that brisa of Tulei's Ovis Tiknum may have only applied to the Shvatim, not to the descendants of the Shvatim. But this second brisa explicitly says that our tefillos are keneged the Tamidim. Is this not a contradiction to Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, who says that the tefillos Ovis Tiknum? Says the Gemara, Omer lecha Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, La'olam eim lecha tefillos Ovis Tiknum. The truth is that the Ovis, they instituted the tefillos. Va'asmechinu rabbonon ha'karbonis. And the Chachomim, they wanted to find some type of smach, some type of relying, a comparison to something we know in the parish of Korbonus, with which to learn the halachas of tefillos from. If you're going to say that tefillos are only from the Ovis and nothing to do with the Korbonus, tefillas musaf Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina mantikno, we know that Avram was Mesachan Shachris, Yitzchok Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv. What's with tefillas musaf? So it must be that the basic tefillos, the Ovis instituted them. But before being kaveh, determining the details and the halachas, the Chachomim based it on the Korbonos, and once it's with the Korbonos, then we have a Korban Musaf, so too we have a Tfilas Musaf. Ela Tfilas Ovis Tiknum, V'asmechinu Rabbonon HaKorbonos, the Chachomim, they were Soymich them onto the Korbonos, and from there we learn the Halachas. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll continue from here.